Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Collisions at the Lighthouse is the surprise hit of this year's Brighton Festival. It's a 15-minute virtual reality film in 360 degrees, which focuses on a British atomic bomb test in the Australian outback in the 1950s, and it looks at its lasting effect on an unsuspecting Indigenous population. The piece uses new technology to tell a story in a powerful way, as Melita Dennett found when she went to see it.
So, do we park ourselves down here?
Yeah, we park ourselves down there. This is all
the bit behind the screen. Okay.
So there are a dozen chairs arranged around a room in the basement at Lighthouse, and they're just going to get set up. We'll see what happens.
Sure. Okay, so
it's 360 film, so we've got swivel chairs.
Move around.
Great.
Good.
So if you want to put your headphones on, we'll start it up for you.
Right.
The film is about 17 minutes long.
Okay, super duper. Lovely. Right. So I've got me goggles on and my headphones on. Let's go.
This is my grandfather, Nyeri Morgan. Nyeri says, welcome. You come from a long way away.
In the 1950s, when Nyeri was still wandering nomadically in the country, he saw something he had no words for. This is where Nyeri's story starts.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. I suppose we all thought that, one way or another.
Wow. Woof! That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow, what an experience.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, that's incredibly powerful, and it's disorientating and shocking, and I flinch at that point where the bomb goes off and you see the pieces falling from the sky.
It's
you
just do, so powerful.
You do flinch. Yeah. Absolutely incredible. What an amazing piece of work.
It is fantastic.
Wow.
Well, you know, while I was in the experience, I felt slightly nauseous, like I was flying and I'm looking around and then there's fire and it's on. I almost thought, I started kind of clearing my throat as if somehow I was being, you know, the smoke was irritating my throat, of course it wasn't. When they did the nuclear bit, it was fantastic. It was moving, it was, the narrative was beautiful to listen to. The whole experience was just absolutely breathtaking.
Brilliant experience, and makes you think about all sorts of things, and it takes a while to absorb. Yeah, no, definitely recommendable. Yeah, I'm still thinking about it, really.
To be honest, this is my second time, because I saw it last week and I was absolutely amazed. Also, about 30 years ago, I lived in Northern Australia when these kind of issues, uranium mining, was coming up. And so for me, 3D, it was like being back 20 years ago. I'd been to communities like that, and it was like I was visiting them again. And today I got to listen to the script a bit more because the technology is just so amazing that I was really just taking that in. I mean, I don't want to spoil it for people who are coming, but the bit where you actually are in the middle of the test is your heart does start pumping.
Yes, I flinched, yeah.
Yeah, and the important thing is if you go is to remember, look, up and down as well as around. It's just extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like it's the next sort of step in cinema. You can see landscapes a lot better and you can focus on what you want to focus on, which means that if you feel an emotional attachment to a certain thing, say, you know, a bit of nature or something, the director doesn't have to point you to it. You can look at it if you really want to, which changes your experience every time you watch it. And I feel like if I rewatched it, then I'd have a different experience from the first time.
My name's Emily Kyriakides, and I am the senior producer at Lighthouse. We're calling it a VR film experience. And I think the combination of those words is really important because it's not a traditional screening. You are watching a story play out on a screen, but you are immersed in that world. So the virtual reality element, it takes you into a 360-degree environment. So rather than just watching, you are now within, you're immersed in that experience. So it's a much more intimate way of accessing a story, I suppose.
It is a great way of storytelling because on the surface of it, a film which is about atomic testing in Australia sounds like it could be quite dry, but you are taken there with the central character. You're taken into the community. And I have to say, there is an absolutely startling point where the atomic test happens. And I looked up and I flinched as the particles were coming down. And as a storytelling experience, you don't feel like you're being narrated to. You feel like you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. You feel like you're in Nyari's shoes. So Nyari is the lead protagonist. He is an elder from an indigenous tribe in Australia, and they were very isolated. I think they didn't really have contact with Western culture until about the 1960s. Now, this event took place in the 1950s, and you are put in his shoes. He didn't know what he was looking at. He saw an atomic bomb test and had no understanding of what it was he was looking at. So Lynette Walworth, the incredible artist filmmaker who has made this work and who's very good at creating very strong emotional connections between the work and the audience, puts you right there in his place so that you can in some way access some of what he may have felt in that situation.
I talked to some of the audience as they came out, and obviously I felt, kind of, I was reeling, I was shell-shocked from the whole experience. Mm. And everyone that I spoke to in the audience was absolutely gobsmacked by it. I mean, you must have had some phenomenal responses to it here.
Oh, yeah, it's been amazing, actually. That has been one of the most rewarding and exciting parts of this, of being involved with this work, is seeing the response of people when they come out. My mum came and saw it on the preview and came out quite tearful, very moved. And we're seeing that same sort of strong emotional reaction in the majority of the audience who are coming to see it. And when you're in the room, so I've been in the room with the gallery assistants on during some of the screenings, and everyone has their headsets, they have their headphones on, so they're all in their own world. They're watching the same film at the same time. They're maybe looking at different things because you can look wherever you like within that 360 degree world. But we've had people gasping, saying, oh my God, you know, like physical, verbal reactions.
The film's actually been used successfully to lobby around the issue of nuclear testing. Mm. And it finishes off with a conclusion around uranium mining, which is going to be in that particular area. So there's the thread between the 1950s nuclear testing and current uranium mining. What kind of impact has it had globally?
Well, it sounds like it's having quite a profound impact. Again, it's about, I suppose, reconnecting people, whether they are people on the street or they are policy makers, etc. It's about bringing them back to the emotional heart of this story and really taking on board what the consequences of these actions and decisions are. I think it's maybe quite easy sometimes to disconnect when this is your day-to-day job, or, you know, it's all facts and figures and it's all about sort of policy. And it's really important that we bring everyone back to the actual, to take on board emotionally what these things mean and the far, long-term, far-reaching consequences, you know, the decisions that we make and the actions that we take now.
And that was Melita Dennett reporting on Collisions, which runs at the Lighthouse until Sunday, May the 28th. I had a check on the festival website and bookable slots are still available. That's at brightonfestival.org.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.